Indeed. We are traveling upstream, upward, and we are going to find each of you present where we exist. You see, a round of applause for each of you, because as you are attuning to higher consciousness, higher sensations, higher vibrational patterns of existence, what you will find is you travel quite easily, quite beautifully, as you stream up to the higher awarenesses. And that is what you are affording yourselves, each of you. In other words, you are getting the idea of the game. You are having a trial and error approach, and to your advantage, may we add, because each time you decide to say yes to your true self, each time you say yes to your true awakening, your true realization that you are it, you will stop being bashful, you will stop being shy, and you will simply go for it. And as you do, you will marvel at the fast arrival that is being made, because it is not that hard. In truth, it is quite easy. It is really about overcoming the premise that you cannot do it. In other words, if you believe that you will sink, well, then you may gasp for air. You may go into a bit of the panic attack because you truly believe harm is coming to you. Do you see? Because what you believe has a strong play on the outcome at your arrival pattern. As you open up to the awareness that truly you are existing on many dimensions of reality simultaneously, well, then it is simply a hop, skip, and jump as you give yourself permission, as you release your entanglement on past vows of poverty, on past vows of resistance to what is true. And this is what you are coming to. You're coming to a place in your ascension of consciousness, when you are realizing that it is really up to you to join the party. And in truth, there is no being outside. Even some of the past karmic patterns that are employing all of its tools, all of its tricks of the trade to stop, to keep you down, even those are finding that they can only do so for just so long, because you are building up the consciousness, the awareness that there is beauty to be received, beauty within. Now, some of you are still a little bit hesitant. You are tiptoeing, in other words, not to wake the monster in the room. What you will find is when you search this monster out, when you have a good look-see, you are going to recognize that it is really a pattern of your own dreams. In other words, your own karmic imprints. And there is really no monster at all. Now, as you tiptoe on the other side of the veil, what you are going to find is more and more so, you are going to recognize, as you reveal yourself to you, as you release the ties, the fear, shall we say, of employing your new tools, your new tricks of your trade, what you will find is you are going to be advancing. You are going to be marching right over that monster. And it cannot bite. It has no weight at all, because it only has the appearance of feeling real because of the energy that you have lent it. You understand? It is only your own energy. As you recognize it to be your own, as you recognize it to be aspects of the false sense, mission accomplished. Now, this is what you are doing as you are traveling into the depths of your higher awareness. You are reviewing past mistakes, or supposed mistakes, shall we say. You are reviewing old karmic patterns, and you are incorporating them. In other words, the key is to not be afraid of searching any room of your mansion, any room of your house, being willing to open each drawer, have a look-see, and to recognize that all is ready. All is ready to be integrated, you see, because as you own it all, as you avoid no thing, as you step up in a grand way, what you are going to find, what you are going to marvel, is in truth, your whole life has been set out for your return. In other words, all the different energies, all the different ghost patterns, shall we say, that have been disturbing you, perturbing you, or even freaking you out, as our channeler likes to put it, are actually there as tools. They are not stumbling blocks at all. They are the information gathering portion of the exercise, the tools that are needed for your holy advancement. And that is the good news. That is what we are up to at this time. We are congratulating you at your divine appointment, because in fact, we are asserting that each member is vibrating to a higher vibration. You see, a higher level of consciousness. And you are bringing it home. You are bringing it home for the purpose of all. One moment, please. Debbie? Oh.
Yes?
Okay, do you mind muting your side, sweetheart?
Can you tell me how?
Okay, so on the bottom left hand of the screen, you should see a place where you can mute. Bottom left hand of the screen. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, sweetie. Okay. One moment, please. Indeed, just as our beautiful light traveler has decided to mute her end in order to bring the communication in more beautifully, we assert your right to do so as well. In other words, imagine you've got the egoic energies, the old self-talk, whatever it may be, and just as beautifully as our participant was able to look quite easily, how long did it take her to release some of that old noise? Not at all, just a simple pause and boom, there she is. Now, we ask you to play with this because some of you are thinking that there's still this very long linear time frame, that needs to occur before this can be done. In other words, perhaps there are months and months of karmic review that still need to take place. What we are asserting is that you have a right to step into your new tomorrow by this evening. We kid you not. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be twists and turns and bells and whistles to employ, but we assert that your right to the higher frequencies are truly available in the here and now. It was a simple click of the dial and boom, we got rid of the static cling, the feedback, shall we say. Now, as you are all willing to look into your crystal balls, as you are all willing to step up to your next frequency, what you are going to find is it is truly there for the taking. It is only a mirage that you are being held back, that you are being tethered to the past. Now, the energies of the past will test you for sure. That they are there on purpose to help guide you into your new tomorrow, but so what? You know how to overcome them. In other words, you know how to overcome the feedback in your own life, in your own existence, you see? Because in truth, the dream phenomena that you were witnessing is in truth a representation of what is occurring for each of you. You are trying to hear the new vibrations. You are trying to hear the new messages of God, of your higher self, yes, of your master teachers. And yet there is a bit of feedback traveling through. We ask you to employ the simple tool. In other words, we ask you to imagine that you really can hear, that you really can vibrate to your higher tune, that you really can bring in your next step, your next steps that are your divine right. Because as you reside with this new premise, as you reside with this new vibration, as you claim that which is due you, in fact, you will find that you are arriving in a new room of your castle. You are arriving with a new skip in your step. You are arriving in a new plane of reality. And this is what we are asking you to witness, because this belief that the linear world is going to continue. Same old is a thing of the past, and in fact, it is drifting away. You are vibrating in a new currency, in a new time period, shall we say, because there is a new altitude, a new attitude, and you are here now as you accept it. Now, how you do this is you release your need for things to continue as they have, because you have this attachment to the linear life. You see, these are my pictures when I was a wee young one. These are my pictures when I arrived at grammar school. These are my pictures when I got my first job and so forth. And some of you are still holding on to the past. You're holding on to your belief in your linear lifetime, and we are asking you to throw it out. Now, we don't mean that you need to throw out all your photo albums, though you may, and what we mean by this is when you're coming to the arrival, the awareness that you are moving into another time frame, another time period, when it is not about following a linear time sequence at all. It is not about looking forward to your golden age to find out what you're going to be doing when your seniorhood arrives. Because quite frankly, you are going to recognize yourself to be much more than the senior than you were arriving, hoping to be one day. It is because you are tuning into your vast, one moment please. It is because you are tuning into your vast storehouse, you are tuning into your storage bin, and you are having a look-see and discovering that in truth, you have been playing the part of the character, of the Valerie, of the Lewis, or what have you. And you are much more than this. You are much grander than this. And this is part of the reason for some of the angst, because you have been stepping outside of time while you have been residing in time. Does this make sense? In other words, more and more so, you are having the remembrance of who you truly are. And that is the reason why you are getting antsy. That is the reason for some of the disorders that are cropping up, because you are recognizing that you are not in alignment with your truth, and your bodies are speaking quite loudly to you. Your feelings are speaking quite loudly. It is feeling like it is time to go home. Yes, it is feeling like there is more to come. And we assert to you that there is. It is because you are expanding in your awareness. As our channeler likes to say, it is because you are becoming a bit more multidimensional. And this is quite true, because you have always been a bit more multidimensional. The only difference, the only twist to the puzzle, is you are recognizing yourself to be so. So we are asking you to release your focus and attachment to just your linear self. Do you understand? Just your linear lifetime, because as you apply the broad stroke to your life, as you wake up to the awareness that there is more to come, more understanding of you, what you will find is in truth that your life is divinely planned. It is divinely set out for you, and all that you need for your awakening is presenting itself, and it is presenting itself clear, and it is presenting itself now. And there is really no reason to be concerned or scared or to hide under the covers. You see, we know who you are, and we know how you work, and we know what is up. Now, as we review some of the energies that are present, we are going to ask for a moment of pause as we do a bit of the karmic review, as we look into your agendas in this lifetime and see how we may best serve. So one moment, please, as we attune to your needs at this time. As you are serving the whole, you are serving the light and serving the needs for the masses, for many others. One moment as we adjourn. We are asking for a group decision at this time. We are asking for each of you to assert that you are ready for your ascension, and that you are ready to choose to arrive at your destiny, and you are ready to choose to arrive at your destiny early rather than later. Now, this is going to require a bit of the prying, a bit of the tossing of the old bedfellows, a bit of the willingness to weasel yourself out of some of the karmic patterns. Now, we are delighted that each of your higher selves are saying yes quite readily to this introduction, this opportunity. And we are asking you to step up. We are asking you to step up as a group. And we are going to ask you to sing a song of your new creations, the new creations of self that you are introducing into your paradigm now. We ask you to choose to release any of the burdens of the past. We ask you to release any of the judgments that have been applied towards self or towards others, and any of the misdemeanors that you feel that have been brought to you, the places where you feel like you have been wronged in this lifetime. We are asking you to dismiss in your mind, in your consciousness, in your heart at this time, any allegiance to the need to backstab, allegiance to the need to punish, allegiance to the need for might to be right, for them to get theirs, you see? We ask you to liberate all of these beings with love, and we ask for the tonality of love to be sent to them, for them to have full release of all karma. In other words, due to these associations, due to these judgments. And we ask for them to have a full pardon, with the understanding that in the place will come the wisdom for their advancement, because in truth, all of these energies, all of these individuals, these partners that in truth have been in partnership for your atonement, for your ascension. In fact, they are needed too, you see, because they are needed for the completion of the puzzle. It does no good for others to be lagging behind. You see, because this is part of the egoic judgment. Well, I have done a very good job in my spiritual travel, so I will move forward. And well, they can catch up when they are good and ready, and they have received their just goodies. In truth, you understand that all are needed. In other words, the entire planet is having a consciousness revolution and is gliding to the new consciousness. So why leave anyone behind, especially those that have served? Because what you are going to find, that those that have trespassed against self, in truth, they were serving your ascension. They were pointing out to you places of fear, places of loneliness, places of self-ridicule and what have you. So you are going to find that they were in fact part of the diamonds that were needed. We ask you, therefore, at this time to choose a full pardon, because as you do, you release them from the burdens, the karmic patterns of having to address these needs, and they are ready to step up and to join you on the march, to the march to freedom. Now, as you do so, we also ask you to release and pardon and forgive any of errors on your part. In other words, any errors that where you were found to be an error. We ask you to release the self-judgment of that, and we ask you to do so with the understanding that it frees you up to travel even further, and for what purpose? To serve the whole, to serve all of humanity, to serve the light. Now, as we do so, we ask you to travel a bit further out, and we ask you to review. You may actually see this in your mind's eye, or you may have a feeling. To review all the past lifetimes, all the places where you have been misjudged, mistreated. And we ask you to release and pardon all those that looked unfavorably onto you. Because in truth, what you were doing is you were bringing light to them, and you were bringing love to them. And you were asserting that as you release them from the bonds of the past, you invite them to join in the unity and brotherhood of today, of the tomorrow which you are building. You are building as the ascension energies continue to arise, continue to free and liberate, because in truth, that is what you were about in this lifetime. You were about the liberation consciousness, and you were employing the due diligence to create this. Now we ask you to extend, to extend the full pardon to any of the times where you found yourself to be in judgment of self. In other words, what you could have done, where you found yourself failing, where you found yourself empty and lost, where you found yourself unwilling to forgive, that led to further sorrow, further conflict. We ask you to release yourself fully. We ask you to imagine yourself stepping out of those lifetimes, stepping out of those storybooks, and coming to join us, because in truth, these are all stories, and these are all stories of consciousness, and they are false. In truth, you no longer need to be burdened by the karmic wheel at all. As you release yourself, as you find yourself harmless, as you hold harmless all those that have trespassed against self, all those times where you felt like you had trespassed upon another or your own self, you see? And we are inviting all these selves to awaken, and we are inviting all these selves to return to their truth, to return to their innocence, and to join the place of ascension, to join in the higher ethers. And this is what we are holding. So we are going to ask you to attune to this joining in brotherhood, to imagine, to see, to foretell, to create all of the positive implemental tools that have been provided for all of the higher selves. You see, because in truth, you are joining in the higher levels. Each higher self is aware of the ascension march, and you are joining in higher levels. What we are doing is attuning to the right for freedom in this level of consciousness, because as you release your brothers and sisters from the hold, from the binds, to the torture, to the famine, to the sorrow, to the suffering, in turn, you find your own holy self innocent, you see? Because if you bind a brother and sister to the past, you bind yourself. Do you understand the purpose of this beautiful exercise of love? What you are doing is releasing yourself from the need to continue to travel in the lower vibrations, in the lower dimensionality. You are ready for your divine appointment. So let us take a moment of peace, a moment of pause, and let us seal. Let us seal the fate of many that have been liberated by your love, by your foresight, by your holy advancement, by your recognition of the light, of the light in yourselves, of your in the light of all the brothers and sisters that appeared on your projection screen, because what you were doing is you were saying yes. You were saying yes to your freedom. So let us pause one moment. Let us pause one moment and imagine all the beautiful energies, the energies that are traveling in the lower dimensions. Imagine them all fully pardoned. Imagine them all recognizing their true innocence, their true oneness. Imagine them all finding themselves no longer tethered, bound to the third dimensional earth. Imagine them ascending into their new birthright. Imagine them sealing their fate as they in turn release the burdens that they have placed on others. Do you see? Because now you are having the foresight to pay it forward, to extend the exercise to all the beautiful higher selves that are listening, that have joined you in the space of love right now, and are in turn releasing their brothers and sisters, because they are playing the game at a higher level. And this is traveling onward and onward and onward. Imagine a going and going and going and traveling down the line and traveling down karmic patterns and healing many others and healing many others quickly and waking up others and having this go on and on and on and on. Do you see? What we are recognizing, what we are holding, what we are asserting is you have the ability to create this for yourselves. You can do this together in a channeling group. You can set a separate time and make the pledge to have your own groups of visualization of each member of society, each member that dwells on the earth plane, to wake up to their innocence, to forgive, to pardon, to send this energy, this message, this atonement out to the brothers and sisters they have been associated with the recognition that they too can send the light to the others. Do you see? As you continue this visualization, as you continue to this remembrance, you will remember your power. And that is what this meeting is about. We are waking you up to your power, waking you up to the awareness that in truth, you can ascend, you can take your country back, you can take the power of Mother Earth back, and you can help her arrive. You can help her arrive at her true awareness, at her true level of the recognized state that she is due, because each of you are due this, and each of you are playing a game. In other words, you have moments in your dreamtime states, in your meditations, or perhaps in the aha awarenesses, that in fact this fifth dimensional consciousness has truly arrived, because it truly is. Now you are playing a game of consciousness, because you are there and then you are here, and then you are believing that you are really the Valerie, you are really the Lewis, or what have you. Now, as you continue to work with your co-creative abilities, what you are going to find is you're going to be able to travel back and forth. In other words, each time you travel back, each time you create your new world, you are going to find your strength, you are going to find your power, you are going to have the feeling that this is real, because in truth it is, because in truth you decide when you wake up. You are not looking for the masters from the heavenly skies to appoint you, awaken. You see, you are doing this by trial and error. You are doing this moment by moment as you begin to recognize your power. Your power is quite vast, yes? There are those of you that have the power of healing. There are those of you that have the power of channeling and what have you. So if you understand that you have these powers, has it ever dawned on you that perhaps you have others? And for those of you that have not recognized your powers, when you see people demonstrating, when you see your comrades demonstrating amazing, amazing gifts as you would perceive it, has it ever occurred to you that you have gifts as well? Has it ever occurred to you that each of you are growing into your mastery? And that is what this is about. This is about truly understanding your mastery. We will be glad to help you along. We will be glad to answer all of your many questions. But we ask you to begin to question why you are not answering your own questions. In other words, what we are doing is teaching you who you are, because we, in fact, are your higher consciousness. Do you understand? There is no God above you that is higher than you. We are playing the game of remembrance, and we are the tools, we are the mirrors, we are holding up you. We are holding up your ability so that you can advance and recognize and wear your own. That is what this game of ascension is about. That is what the channeling program is about. We are channeling your higher selves, nothing more and nothing less. So we ask you to begin to recognize self. We ask you to begin to respect yourself a great deal more than you have, because as you respect yourself, as you respect your true self, as you allow your true self to be present, what you are going to find is you're going to be spontaneously awakening, awakening in droves, awakening in consciousness, and awakening in remembrance. And with this will come your brand new world. So we would like to surround you. We would like to plug you in, shall we say, and we would like to provide you an attunement of awakening. Please receive in ample amount, because the more that you receive, again, the faster you will come to the recognition that you are already receiving your true self. Indeed, you have arrived. The party has just begun, and so it is. Oh. Well, so you never know what's going to come through. They have been tiptoeing in the fact that these messages are going to start shifting, and so now I'm beginning to understand. Okay. So we're going to start with Valerie and work our way forward. And we're looking at her beautiful hibiscus. And how can we help you, honey? Okay, I can't hear you, so you just want to unmute. So I'm sure what you're saying is very important.
And I'll never be able to repeat it. Yeah, I said whatever they feel is for my highest good today.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's so easy. This I can do. No problem at all. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Valerie.
One moment, Valerie. I've got to get myself out of the way. One moment. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
One moment, Valerie. My channeling has just totally shifted, and they've been I didn't share all this, but okay. So here's the good news. The good news is I'm working on a living, residing. They don't like the word work on a different vibration. So they've been playing with me, helping me adjust, and it's so bizarre, but it's totally different. Excuse me. So I've got to talk as I'm trying to adjust. So imagine if you went to Macy's or whatever. So you go into a store and everything has been totally changed. So you try to go for the shoes and the shoes aren't where they are, and you go for the makeup and that's been moved too. And it's like, you know you're at Macy's, but everything's moved. All right, so one moment, please. It's a good thing. They keep promising me. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Of course.
Oh, Lordy, it is so different. It's not even funny. They're like, play with us, play with us. All right, so here we're going to try again. And say your first name, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so different. I'm having trouble. One moment, please. There you are. I know Valerie's praying to help me. It's so funny. I can feel your prayers. All right, I was going to practice on Lewis, but that's not going to work because he left. All right, Val, here we go. We're going to do it this time. And say your first name, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
Thank you. You're filling someone else's shoes. I see you literally walking in someone else's shoes. So I don't know whose shoes these are, but you're filling in shoes that belong to you. My feeling is, yeah, I get that. When I look at it, it almost looks like a man's shoes and you're walking in it, and it's like obviously you're in female form and those shoes are probably too big for you. But they're saying keep traveling in them, because as you travel in them, it's sort of like you're gonna claim your right to walk in them, to own them. And in so doing, they're gonna become your shoes. And as you keep walking in them, I actually see them transforming to kind of fit your style in this day and age. My strong feeling, and say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Yeah, my strong feeling is, I don't know what has occurred, but somehow you have claimed you. So I feel like you're walking, my guess is you're walking kind of in the footsteps of another lifetime or another energy, but it's you and it's due you. And you've made a claim for it. And it's not even that like you've made a bid for it, it's secure, it's all yours. And so as you walk it out, they will actually feel lighter. Right now, they're going to feel a little bit heavy, because imagine walking around in a pair of man's shoes. Keep seeing man's shoes. It's going to feel a little strange, but over time, that will shift. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, honey.
Valerie.
Yeah, I'm also seeing a being from another dimensional reality. And say your name one more time, please.
Valerie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's you. I'm pretty sure I'm looking at you. I may be looking at a spirit guide, but I really don't think so. I feel like it's you. I'm trying to get what dimension this is. One moment, please. It's not fifth dimensional, it's higher. It's higher. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Do you know where you're from, like Sirius or whatever?
Sirius, that's my understanding.
Yeah. And say your name one more time, please.
Valerie.
Well, I know you're from Sirius. Well, you're saying you're from Sirius, and I kind of thought that. But who you're working with has somehow even, I don't want to say even gone beyond that, or I'm going to say it this way, has somehow partnered up with other, I'm going to call it species. And what I mean by that is I'm going to say it this way, like even the people in, or beings in Sirius work with other members of like the galactic team. Because they're all helping serve, us down here, kind of getting it together in terms of accepting our light, because it's sort of like a group effort up there in the star systems. And they're all sort of working together for this common cause. And they're saying, that's what they're trying to teach us, and we're not hopeless, but we are taking the long way home as a civilization of this whole working together thing. Like this is like the crux of the problem down here. So somehow, even though you're from Sirius, you're working with beings from another constellation or galaxy. They're also saying there's no, that card that you sent me, I'm looking at it, they're saying there's no accident you sent me that card. And they're thanking you for doing that. Okay, so now they want to go back to the shoes. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
You've been activated somehow. I don't know if you met someone, went somewhere, you did something. And somehow you've been activated. And so what you're doing now, that's bleeding in. That's bleeding into your, you're kind of like my mirror in a way, in that I've gone to this new frequency, and it's just trying to it's trying to adjust. It's different. It really is. It's good if I just survive this. So they're saying it's the same for you. Oh gosh, it makes so much sense now. You have arrived. You've been activated to your new something. And so that's what this acclimation period is about. That's what your acclimation period is about. Okay, so let me see if there are any specific suggestions for you. You received, I don't know if you went to a lecture, I don't know what the heck you did, but you did something and it worked. You received something, just so you know. Okay, so my question is there anything special you that would support you? One moment, please. And say your name, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
Okay, so they want you to know that, they want to compliment you because it's not so much that someone or something externally like went poof and activated you. It's more so that you're learning to claim yourself. And so that you received kind of like what you were ready to receive, what you decided to say yes to that aspect of self. In other words, they really want you to get very clear about the fact that this is a self-serve universe. And when you get something or receive something from some kind of external phenomena, they're saying that remember that this is all your dream, this is all your consciousness. So in truth, there is nobody external to you. It's simply that you call forth your own goodies and your own timetable, and that sequence is really a self-promotion thing, and it comes from when you have decided to turn your light on. So they really want you to really get that, you know, imagine, you know, and they say you're very good in this because you understand dream phenomena and consciousness. You recognize that it's all you, it's aspects of your dream. So they're asking you to take kind of like humble pride in the fact that the same is occurring when you receive something from potentially out there, because really it's you claiming you. And they're delighted that you've made your claims. They're not giving me any other information, but just to confirming that which you're seeking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. All right, Miss Debbie. Hi and welcome.
No, thank you. So sorry about earlier.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I was trying to hang, and finally I was like, okay, this will be really fast if I just step out for a second.
Yeah, that was a perfect day. I'll tell you later what happened, but okay. Anyway, that was great. Okay, so I would love...
Okay, now you froze up, so I'm going to wait 1 second for you to come back. And while we're waiting, Louisa, you look so adorable in that hat. You just look precious. Okay.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
Okay. So, Debbie,
anything that would normally, like, especially, like,
okay.
Sorry, a call came through and I tried to get rid of it. So, are we okay?
No, that's okay. Okay, so you're back now. Okay, perfect.
Okay, so anything that would support me, I love that question. And then I'm looking particularly for nutritionally, like eating wise or hormonally. I'm having some issues hormonally, being very imbalanced.
Okay. All right, so let me do the first question first. Anything that would support you? One moment, please.
Thank you.
And say your first name, please.
Debbie.
And say it one more time, please.
Debbie.
And say it one more time.
Debbie.
Thank you. They're saying to get rid of the self-doubts. They're saying there's really no reason for that. You know, you can basically stall it out longer if you want. You know, you can stay in the land of confusion longer if it really serves you. But if you really just want to take some time off, you know, go watch TV or, you know, sunbathe or do something else. In other words, don't let the self-doubt be necessary in order for there to have a pause. If you need a pause, if you're not ready to make a decision, if you need a time out, then do something pleasant, do something rejuvenating. Don't feel like you need to put if you need a buffer, do it that's self-affirming, self-rejuvenating. There's a little bit that they're saying that you're using the self-doubt almost like a buffer because you need a little bit of time. So let me, you know, travel in these old energies because almost like, how do I say this? Sort of like, well, then nothing will be expected out of me or I don't have to expect anything out of myself. It's sort of like when someone manifests sickness because they need the day off. Well, why not just take the day off? You know, do you really need to claim sickness in order for you to have like some rest time? It's a little bit like that. And they're saying that you're very powerful. So you don't tend to do anything like a little bit. You do things like, because you're such a good, I get that, I remember now. Because you're such a strong manifester, whatever you do, you do it all the way. there's no little with you. So they're saying you gotta be careful with that because there's no need, there's no need. They're saying you're higher than that, you're past that, you know what you're doing. So just choose to not make a decision and just be totally fine with that. Or just choose to take a day off before you even think about it, if that's what feels right and appropriate. But do it in an empowering way, because otherwise what you're doing is you're sending yourself the signal of disempowerment, meaning that, you know, because, and then when you're ready, you're going to have to remember that you are empowered and you do have the power. And it's just, they're saying it's kind of like nonsense work. You don't need that. You're like, you know, that's kind of like for, I don't want to say for babies, but, you know, for those that haven't passed all the wonderful spiritual lessons that you've already asserted and passed. So basically you're past that. To kind of sum it up, it's sort of like you're using old tools that you imagine are necessary, but they're not. You know, you're actually further along. Okay, so they want to remind you of that. And say your name again, please.
Debbie.
And say it one more time, please.
Debbie.
You're going far. You're going far in this lifetime. I feel like I see the light going off you. I don't know exactly when that will be, but I actually see a pop. And the pop is signaling that you're going to open up in consciousness in like in a huge way, dramatic way. And it's kind of, I don't feel like there's really a lot that you've got to do except keep doing everything that's right before you. But I do feel like at a certain place, you're just going to expand. And I feel like you're going to get, like, I don't know, clairvoyance, clairaudience, like you're just going to just pop open. And they say they're delighted in telling you that, because they're saying that as you claim, oh, this is why they want you to know this, as you claim your readiness to experience it, so will you bring it forth even quicker, even faster. So just as you claim that your recognition that this is truly who you are, as you and say your name one more time, please.
Debbie.
Yeah, they're saying kind of like have fearlessness about it because you're ready for it. There's really nothing to fear. You know, we all have been trespassed against in other lifetimes with our abilities and our skills. And they're saying that's also why they did the exercise in the beginning of releasing our binds to all those lifetimes. Because they're calling it like static cling. They're showing me, I pulled out a blanket the other night, maybe last night. Anyway, so when I pulled it out, it's not wintertime, but for some reason I had all the static cling. And they're saying that like that's like static cling, and that the reason they're bringing that example is because I was like, oh my God, it's going to go on my hair. You know, it's so funny how the mind works. And they showed me how to just to brush it out. They're like, you know, you can just really brush that out and have it be a no thing. And they're saying, they're asserting for each of us that we can do that in terms of some of these karmic issues from other lifetimes, that we have the ability to just, you know, release our attachment to it. And as we're willing to release it, it's actually our attachment to it, why it still clings to us, so that we have the ability to do this sooner rather than later. So why do they want to tell you that? Yeah, so to go back to the fearlessness about it, because there's still some lingering fears, but I feel like you're going to be introduced to different people along the way that are going to help you release the fears, you know. So whether you come to my group or someone else's group and you're like, oh, well, that looks kind of groovy, nothing to be fearful of, you're just going to give yourself permission to go there. And I feel like when you go there, you have a lot to say. What I actually see, you like nature or something, because I actually see you hearing nature elements. Like, in other words, Debbie, say your name one more time. Debbie, can you say your name one more time, please? I think her video stuck. Okay, so I'll just go. And hopefully you'll hear this. If not, you can listen to the recording later. But what I see, and I always dislike confirmation because I'm silly that way, and they're saying, yes, you are silly. Please proceed. I actually hear you hearing nature. So in other words, you can channel mountains, you can channel rivers, you can channel nature elements. Oh, she's totally gone, but I'm just going to keep recording for you, Debbie. So you're going to be able to open up to that kind of gift. I feel like you have a gift with natural resources, being able to attune to the energies of natural resources and helping them to claim what's theirs. But you'll actually explain that to us better than I can. Okay, so her next question is, what was her next question? Hold on. I'm going to remember in a second. Something about hormonal balances and nutritional whatever could help. Okay, so let me see what I can do with that. Yeah, I'm going to meet up with Debbie afterwards. I don't want to try to do that without her present. So we'll leave you with that, and then you and I can hook up at a different time and see if I can bring forth anything else. So in the meantime, we're going to move over to Louisa, who's just looking so cute and adorable there with that hat. You're making me laugh. All right, sweetheart. You're not muted, but I cannot hear you. Why is that? I can hear you now. And how can we help you? Oh man, I can hear you, but I cannot hear you. This is the day of not hearing people. I don't know why. Yeah, I still don't hear you for some reason. But take your time. I can hear you, sort of, kind of. Let's try that again.
Best and highest good.
What's for your best and highest good?
Yes.
Okay. And you can hear me okay, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I have to say, I prefer the church window because I heard you better when you were at the church window. That's okay. You're in the garage. Okay. That's okay. Okay. Not a problem. I know you well enough to tune into you energetically. All right. So one moment, please. All right, so I'm tuning into what's for your best and highest good. One moment, please. I still feel like you're going to meet somebody. I said that before, right? I feel like you're going to meet a man. I still feel like he's coming down the path. He's like, I almost see him like walking over a bridge to come meet you. It's someone that you're supposed to meet, someone that has like some kind of energetic gift for you. It's an energetic gift for you. He's coming. I don't know if he went to get a pizza or something first. I don't know. But he's on his way. And it's going to help you. It's going to... Wait a minute. You're the one that just met somebody, didn't you? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so hold on. Let me make sure I don't have this mixed up. One moment, please. I still see...
I run into someone.
Yeah, you ran into someone recently, right?
Yes.
I'm thinking that's who it is, but the situation is those energies are still waiting to be processed. And you didn't see that as such a favorable meeting. All right, well, I was right about you were going to meet someone. I got that part right. Let me see if I can figure out what this situation is here. One moment, please.
And this person is someone from the past.
Who you ran into is someone from the past. Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be. Okay. It's an actually a helpful meeting. It's a helpful meeting. It's giving you what you need to move forward somehow. Louisa, say your name again, honey.
Louisa.
They're saying it's how you choose to look at it, because it's actually, that meeting was planned to support your arrival and support your advancement. So they're asking you to open up and surrender for the gift opportunities that it presented you with, because it was showing you something that you needed in order to assess yourself, in order to see you correctly. That you're still missing, you're missing part of the puzzle, you're missing part of the program, and that is like correct self-perception. To see you for all your worth, to see you in your glory, to see you in your abundance, to see you in your promotional status, to see you, oh my God, I'm looking at Barbara Streisand. I cannot remember what the heck this song is about, but it's something about like raining on her own parade. It's like, it's Barbara, I'm watching, it's so funny. Barbara Streisand, is like walking down, and what I'm watching is as she walks down, it's like she takes, the reason Barbara Streisand, here's what I'm getting, they want you to know. Barbara Streisand has an amazingly fantastic voice, no doubt about it. But they're saying that there are others on the planet that have her same ability in terms of vocal quality. She's not the only one. But what she did that the others didn't is she took authority over herself. She took authority over her energy, authority over her life. And that's why she's the Barbara Streisand we know and love. That there are actually others on the planet just as capable as her. It has nothing to do with how beautiful her voice is or whatever. It has to do with the fact that she chose to take authority over herself. And that's why she's the big superstar she is. Now, she had other gifts to the world, and it had to do with in terms of raising feminine energy and feminine consciousness. So there was like a divine plan. But they're saying that if she hadn't chosen to take authority over herself and recognize her potential and recognize herself and see herself, this is very important for you, see herself through her own vision, not through someone else's eyes. That was the clincher. That's what did it. And it's really interesting, Louisa, because now I have followed Barbara Streisand through the years and I haven't thought about her in forever. But if you even at her concerts, she talks about her therapy years and how her mother didn't believe in her and how her mother actually told her she couldn't do it or whatever the story is. Now the reason they're saying that's essential is because she turned the tides when she chose not to see herself through someone else's vision. Does that make sense? So they're saying that it's the same for you. That part of your advancement is to choose to take ownership of self, kind of rain on your own parade. And when I say rain, it's R-E-I-G-N, to rain on your own parade, to own your own path, to own your own destiny, to own your own vibration and not allow anybody to tread on it. In other words, to not allow anybody else to tell you who you are, who you're not, what you're capable of, what you're not capable of. I feel like I'm about to go grab you and we're going to go on some freedom march on White House or something. That's the kind of energy that's kind of coming up through me and surging through me. And it's not my energy, it's your energy. That spirit is waiting for you to acknowledge, for you to develop. And that's the kind of energetic place that is going to resonate at the vibration that is your landing spot, where you're next choosing to land. Somehow that that meeting serves you because it's introducing to you, it's reflecting to you something that needs karmic resolution. Something that needs karmic resolution in you, and it has to do with how you perceive yourself, what you believe about yourself, what you believe is possible about yourself, who you believe yourself to be, as opposed to what other people told you, what other people reflected back to you. You know, so it's not that you are in an abusive relationship or anything, but if I was in an abusive relationship and someone else would tell me, oh, you're nothing, oh, you're this is what you're worth, this is what you're not worth. And, you know, so then it's kind of like the karmic lesson is for me to decide they're not right. Now, I'm not saying that was the situation with Carlos, but I don't know who this Carlos person is, but something about seeing Carlos is triggering up, is calling forth something in you that needs resolving, that needs recognition for you to own you. That's what the universe is waiting for and supporting you in claiming. Does that make sense? Okay. It's hard to hear you today. So what we may want to do, I'm totally fine doing this. If you want to meet me at a different time in a different place where I can hear you better, you can just pay for this session, no extra charge, but let me talk to you individually so I can hear you better, and then maybe I can help you get clarity on what the meeting was about. The meeting was there to help you. It's kind of like going to be, my feeling is it's going to be a thorn on your side. It's kind of like, ugh. But it's there. It is positive, yeah. When you work with it. Yeah, I can't hear you that well today. So that's why I'm saying let's meet on a different time. It's part of this session, but let me know when you're free. Meet a different day and time, and let's work this out because Spirit wants you to get this. When I say Spirit wants you to get this, I'm getting chills all through my body. Spirit wants you to get this. Yeah, I can't hear you. I can't hear you is the problem. That's okay. You know what? Why don't we trust this? Here's what I have to say to this. Let's leave on this note. My strong feeling is that perhaps you need some extra time. And so maybe you're not hearing now because it's Spirit's way of helping you. You know, that maybe there's extra time that's needed. And so that's why it's all working out the way. And so they're saying, you know, let's leave on this note. They're introducing the possibility that maybe that's what life's been like for all of us all along as we open up and recognize that. In other words, oh, I can't hear today. Well, but Spirit's setting it up that way. Do you see? And they're asking you to embrace your life with that awareness, that in every moment, and they say that's what they keep trying to teach in their daily messages, in every moment, life is actually serving us. Life is serving us. Sometimes it feels great, sometimes not so great, but it's actually serving us to waken ourselves up. And that's what it all is. And it's actually in the positive. As we claim that, as we recognize that, as we stop avoiding it, as we stop arguing with it, and start, like, you know, when they say to be in the spiritual flow of everything. I can't explain it, Louisa, but it's like, I guess I got that higher frequency now. I just see it. Like, it's just so easy to see. I'm like, oh my God, has this been going on all the time? Give it to her. Here you go. They're saying you're on your way. You're so on your way. You're so much closer than you think. So send me some, I don't know if you're in the same house or not, but send me some days and times that we can connect, where you can connect, that I can hear you better. And we'll figure out what the whole Carlos issue is, okay? You're going places. I'm going to leave you with this, though. You're going places, I promise you. And that's why Carlos was sent to you, so that you can address some things of the past and release some things, okay? Yeah, it's tears, but it's because it's bringing up something that was painful that needs healing. Okay, does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, so can I tell you something really bizarre, and then we'll bring them back in. So I gave you that message about the Carlos, one of the online groups. I promise you, 20 minutes after that happened, a friend of mine, you know what, they want me to close first, but stay on after I close, and then I'll tell you the story. Okay, one moment, please. They're laughing at me. She'll get there. She's working with us. Indeed, it is an important story to relay because, in fact, you are all mirrors of each other. Yes, you are all on traveling to the awareness of the divine appointment. In truth, there is only one divine appointment. It is waking up to your oneness. And so you are supporting each other. You are orchestrating your grand finale in beautiful ways that reflect the harmony, the humanness, and the divinity of all. As you continue to avail yourself of opportunities to awaken, you will be amazed at how fast your arrival truly occurs. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.